Hare Krishna, I welcome everybody to Bhakti Sangha Jaipa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Chakravarti Prabhuji to enlighten us on topic Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, 24th Chapter, 24th Verse. Hare Krishna, Chakravarti Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning. Please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Please accept my humble obeisances.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, we can hear you.
We are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, the title chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva, text number 24 and 25. Tarhi eva sarasat tatman nishkramanantam sandugam upagiyamanam mamara pravaram vivyanam saptahema nikayam shitikantham kriyotam prasada sumukham vichyam Renemur Jata Kautuka. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. The Prachetas were fortunate to see Lord Shiva, the chief of demigods, emerging from the water with his associates. His bodily lustre was just like molten gold. His throat was bluish and he had three eyes which looked very mercifully upon his devotees. He was accompanied by many musicians who were glorifying him. As soon as the Prachetas saw Lord Shiva, they immediately offered their obeisances in great amazement and fell down at the lotus feet of the Lord. The word Vibhudanugahi indicates that Lord Shiva is always accompanied by the denizens of higher planets known as Gandharvas and Kinnaras. They are very expert in musical science and Lord Shiva is worshipped by them constantly. In pictures, Lord Shiva is generally painted white, but here we find that the color of his skin is not exactly white but like molten gold, glowing yellowish color. Because Lord Shiva is always very, very merciful, his name is Ashutosh. Amongst all the demigods, Lord Shiva can be pacified even by the lowest class of men, who need only offer him obeisances and leaves of a veil tree. Thus his name is Ashutosh, which means that he is pleased very easily. Generally those who are in the material prosperity approach Lord Shiva for such benediction. The Lord being very merciful quickly awards all the devotee asks of him. The demons take advantage of this leniency and take benedictions from Lord Shiva, which can be very interesting to others. For instance, Vrikasur took a benediction from Lord Shiva by which he could kill anyone, he could kill everyone he touched on the head. Also, Shiva sometimes very liberally gives such benediction to his devotees. The difficulty is that the demons, being very cunning, sometimes want to experiment improperly with such benediction. For instance, after receiving the benediction, tried to touch the head of Lord Shiva. Devotees of Lord Vishnu, however, have no desire for such benediction, and Lord Vishnu does not give his devotees which could cause disturbance in the world. Om Ajnana Timirantaya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Malitam Yena Tasmay Shri Pradena Shri Chaitanya Manopitam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Shri Gurun Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Samvitam Tam Sajivam Sagrajatam Savadhutam Parijana Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Shri Sagrararita Shri Vishakha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishna Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Name Namaste Saraswati Deva Gaurvani Pracharne Vrishkeshna Devadi Pashat Deshidane Mahavadhyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaurati He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Sattu Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haribe Vancha Kalpataru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Bhavane Bhyo Vaishnave Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaurvakuranda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna So very auspicious that Shivaratri is coming very soon, Mahashivaratri. And we are talking and discussing about Rudra Geet. This chapter is known as Rudra Geet, the song sung by Lord Shiva. We discussed before, this is a very beautiful. And maybe after two verses, Lord Shiva starts speaking. So we can see from this description from verses, that when Prachini Parishad, he had these 10 sons, very rich, very fierce, very powerful, and he wanted these 10 sons to take over the world, to take care of the kingdom so that he can retire. So what they did, before getting married and taking the kingdom, they went to forest. And they want to go to underwater, which is where they can perform austerities and things so that they can sufficiently get empowered to take care of the kingdom, to take care of their own family, to take care of their own spiritual life. So we can see and we should follow. Even Daksha Prajapati, he sent his sons to perform austerities. So all of us should be convinced and should understand that even if we want our kids to get married and settle, they should undergo austerities, penances of a sadhu. Eventually they'll get sufficient strength, that spiritual strength will make their life less troublesome. Because they have anyone who deals in family, outside world, the people who are not devotees. And nowadays people are not devotees, at least you know, people were pious. Now people are pious. They have a lot of demoniac propensity, mode of passion, and mode of ignorance. So it is very important for everyone who wants to improve their life must get proper training so that they will not get stuck in their spiritual growth. Without training, when we go, somehow our life anyways has to function, but spiritual life becomes very slow, very, very slow, or stops. Till then, we realize where are we, what are we doing, and we start doing it. So, they teach us that let us go to the forest, practice austerities, gain some spiritual piety, and then we'll be able to manage the affairs in the material world, because material world is a tricky place. Very simple. It's very true. Many times, when you pray to students, some students take up the process seriously and sometimes get initiated, and then they come to a scrappy.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, your voice is breaking in between.
Now is it breaking?
For me, it's breaking, Prabhuji.
For me also. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Your voice is breaking. I don't know why. It might be good at YouTube, but on the phone, it's not.
What to do? I'm not. Is it better now when I see now, or is it still breaking?
Prabhuji, you can log out and log in again. Maybe that will work.
But in YouTube, it is very nice, Prabhuji.
I don't know why this is. I log out and log again. Are you able to hear now clearly?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay. So I think sometimes because we preach to these boys and they take up 10-16 rounds and get initiated, and now the time has come when they have to decide that I will go to Brahmachari Ashram or I will go to Grahastha. That is not in the Vedic culture. You enter Brahmachari compulsorily, and this is only for men. Boys are sent to Brahmachari Ashram, to Gurukul. They learn and then they decide. After years of penances and austerity, they come to the level where they are able to decide whether Brahmachari Ashram, not Sannyas, or I will enter Grahastha Ashram. Now one devotee came, he said, I don't think I can become a Brahmachari. I don't have necessary qualifications. I said, Prabhu, to become Brahmachari, you don't need qualification, because that is the first step. Rather, to become a householder, you need lots of qualifications. You need many qualities. You need the spirit to deal, because you will be dealing with externality almost whole day. Then how will you deal if you don't have strength? maybe for a year, 2 years, whatever, and then you should decide what you want to do. For girls, it is that they are supposed to be trained by parents, the house, so that the girls will get attached to the house. And boys are supposed to be detached from the house. Even if they're not supposed to be attached to the house because they have to take vanaprastha. And for girls, it is good to get attached to the house so that she can be a nice daughter, she can be a nice wife, and she can be a nice mother. And eventually, at one point of time, they both practice Krishna consciousness and both have to become detached. This world go back to Godhead. Without detachment, so detachment must be there in both. But details may be a little different. So we can see from here, we're told by his father, that now you must take the responsibility. And they said, okay, let's go and perform some austerity. Then he takes the responsibility. So they were coming and they saw this beautiful lake, huge like ocean, very large, but very quiet. And everything was surrounding the lake. We read a few verses before. A lot of description in Bhagavatam describe about these places. When Lord Brahma is describing about the kingdom of God, definitely he gets the plants, the animals, and then he goes to human beings. Lord Brahma goes to visit Lord Shiva after he was a little upset because of Dakshas. So then there's a lot of description about it. And now here we see a lot of description about the lake. So in Bhagavatam there is description given in details about the places. The place which is where Gajendra Moksha pastime happened. What kind of plants are there? What kind of birds are there? What kind of fruits and flowers are available there? What kind of animals are there? Everything very detailed. So we see that over 15,000 verses, there are many verses, 100, where there's a description of place is mentioned. So we understand these places are holy places, connected to the great personalities. And to meditate on these places also purifies. This is the place of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva will instruct them about Lord Vishnu, about Krishna consciousness, about the, so that place becomes auspicious. A lot of description is given. And one thing which wonders of these prachetas as this huge place, the large lake, but it's very quiet. All the aquatics, they're happy. All the birds in the surrounding trees, they're happy. All the animals, they're happy. Everyone is happy. Why? Because it's a great personality. And now Lord Shiva comes. He was within the water. Lord Shiva. Shiva means auspicious. So when Lord Shiva is personally visiting, how is it possible that you and him will not be happy? So that is why everyone is happy. Because as a pure devotee of the Lord, people are happy. What to talk about Lord Shiva, whose power is God. Prabhupada writes, Lord Shiva is only second to Lord Vishnu. It's very close. Krishna loves Lord Shiva very much. And then, Prabhupada also writes in the book, even Shukadeva Goswami writes, it is almost difficult for anyone in this material world to have direct darshan of Lord Shiva. Very difficult. Very rare. In this verse, it is mentioned that prachetas are very fortunate to see Lord Shiva. Even the yogis who are completely detached from the material world, they cannot see Lord Shiva. But here, he is ready to give darshan. Not only he will give them beautiful instructions about how to worship Lord Vishnu. The same austerities and practice has to be of Krishna consciousness, worshipping Lord Vishnu, Krishna. And we see after they get instructions and this Rudra, this beautiful glorification of Lord, they come together and perform practice, perform austerities and penances and practice Krishna consciousness. And when they practice together, Lord Vishnu personally appears. And he says, my dear sons, you have practiced this process given by Lord Shiva and you are united. There is no fight amongst you. And please me more. So when we are united and practicing Krishna consciousness, that pleases Krishna and Prabhupada more. Especially in Kali Yuga, it is very difficult. But because it is difficult, we perform difficult tasks, then only we can perform, we can see Prabhupada. If it was easy, we would have done. Why Prabhupada give very easy tasks? Because if you please Prabhupada, you have got it. So that is my cooperation. It will come later. So here, I am very fortunate to see Lord Shiva, the chief of the demigods, who is senior even to Lord Brahma. He is from the water with his associates. And then the description that he is always with the associates. Gandharva, Kinnaras, and many saints. Because Lord Shiva, they are dancing and they are accompanied by a musical instrument. So all these Kinnaras and Gandharva singing, and there are sages, all these devotees from the higher planets, they come together, they do kirtan, and then they want to hear from Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva speaks. There are many descriptions. He sees that sitting under a tree, banyan tree. This is a diameter of like 600 miles. Kailash. And many sages, including they're listening. And there's another pastime where Chitraketu Maharaj is flying in the sky and he sees Lord Shiva speaking on Srimad Bhagavatam and his consort Parvati sitting on his lap. So many times we see even in Bhagavatam that he is giving instruction about pure Krishna consciousness. What can a pure devotee speak about pure Krishna consciousness? So he is always accompanied by devotees. The color of the skin of Lord Shiva is golden. Golden color. And he has a throat which is bluish. Actually he has a line like this. It is blue. That's why he is also called Neelakanta Mahadev. Neelakanta means throat. When he drank, out of mercy, he drank the halahal poison which came out of the ocean. By turning the milk ocean, all the demigods were scared, so they went to Lord Shiva. And very interesting, Lord Narayan, Lord Ajit was there. Himself there, and when you know the demigods, the Narayan saw the poison has come, it's burning everyone. Lord Narayan himself, he said, run from here, and then everyone started running. And what he said, let us go to Lord Shiva, only he can protect us. And then Lord Narayan himself, Lord Shiva, as the control, as the master. So many people say, devotee. Even Lord Narayan himself could not protect his devotee from the poison. And he has to go to Lord Shiva. That is why Lord Shiva is superior to Narayan. Because these people don't understand that it's not like that. Lord Narayan, Prabhupada writes, it is mentioned that Krishna is merciful to someone, the first installment of mercy is that he, the devotee, receives or he comes in contact with a devotee, a bona fide spiritual master. So Lord Shiva is the bona fide spiritual master, and Narayan wants to be there Shiva, so that they can serve him, surrender unto him, and then they can continue. Another thing is Lord Narayan likes that his devotees are glorified more than him. He gave credit to Arjuna. He would have easily gave, he wanted to give credit to Arjuna. So similarly, he can easily destroy the effect of poison. He can convert poison into nectar. It is he only who is helping them in the churning process. How is it that not very powerful? He is having any power. He is all powerful. And that's why he has to glorify his devotees, so he went there. So that is where he drank. But before drinking, very interesting thing comes. Lord Shiva is explaining the compassion of Vaishnava to his wife. And after consulting with his wife, he drinks. Wife says, okay, you protect. And then he drinks. Now this poison is powerful. If Lord Shiva will drink, he will die. In one way, he cannot die. Just to show the effect of poison. And then this Nilkanth has to come. Now he cannot swallow the poison. And he cannot put it out because it will harm the people. So then he keeps the poison, this poison in his throat. And that's why he gets this bluish line, bluish throat. And it is said Lord Shiva is very merciful, and that is why his name is Ashutosh. So Lord Narayan also wanted this name Ashutosh to be known to everyone. How is merciful? How much merciful can Lord Shiva be? Lord Narayan is teaching. This is not even the limit. He can be so much merciful that to he is drinking the poison. And Prabhupada says that to protect this world from going down to hell, devotees drink poison. What is that poison? Devotees go and preach. They tolerate all the uncomfortable situations, painful situations, so that others can be delivered, like Nityananda and Madai. Another example the Prabhupada gives is Vrikasura, also known as Bhasmasura. So this demon, now demons, they go either to Brahma or to Shiva. They'll never go to Vishnu. Then Vishnu will never give. Hiranyakashipu wanted, he said, where to go? So, obviously, his enemy of Vishnu, he cannot go to Vishnu. Even others who are not outwardly enmity, outwardly having enmity with Narayan, they don't go to him because they know he is a Krishna says, even if you come with a material desire to me, what I will do? I will engage you in the process of consciousness. I will give you my charanamrita, and then even your heart will be purified. So demons don't want to be purified. They want to enjoy and suffer. Actually, they are suffering. Sri Prabhupada says that we are in the prison house. We are suffering. But it is our foolishness. It is our ignorance anything, we are enjoying. We are happy. So that is why most of the demons, Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, like Hiranyakashipu went to Brahma, Ravana went to Shiva, Vrikasur, Abhasur went to Shiva. So many demons come. Because Shiva is also known as Bhutnath. He is the lord of all the ghosts and all these kind of negative elements, rather. Lord Shiva is so much compassionate that Krishna told him, your role will be specifically to deliver this most of all, because no one else will go. You go. And that's why, you know, sometimes we have to preach to a very sophisticated, aristocratic personality. Then we have to dress up like that. We have to be clean. Our dress should be nice. Everything should be perfect. Very refined language. Then that person will connect with us. Then we can preach. If you are a very low class person, who is an addict, who is a drunkard, who is a gambler, then sometimes externally can put up the show so that he will get to connect. So this is the technique of Lord Shiva to connect the lowest among the human beings. And that is why Lord Shiva is in the crematorium ground, and then he applies all over his body the ash from the crematorium, so that these ghosts and these old people can be attracted. Oh, he's our Lord. And then he will take him to Krishna consciousness. This is what Lord Shiva is doing, service to Krishna. So this Padmasa, he wanted a benediction. What benediction? He wanted to be poor. So he knew that he will not go. Brahma gave this power to him. So many things he asked. He first said, my dear Brahma, please give me your mercy so that I will never die. Brahma said, even I have to die. How can I say that you will never die? Everyone has to die. Oh, like that. So then Hiranyakashipu asked, I should not die in day or in night. Not outside home, inside home, not in the air, not on the ground, not by any weapon. And then so many things. Then he ultimately, even Hiranyakashipu said, I should not be killed by any of your creation. And that's why Krishna has to come, because Krishna is not a creation of Brahma. Krishna is not a creation of Brahma. And then Narasimha Dev, he has to take his form, because it was not human, not animal. So he has to take his form, and he killed him with his nails, which are not weapons. And then he killed him on the doorstep, inside house, not outside house. He killed him in the evening, not in the morning, not in the night. And he killed him on his lap, because it is not ground, not air. Krishna, so finally he has to kill. So then, in one lecture, Brahma was slightly rebuked by Lord Narasimha Dev, slightly chastised Brahma, that please do not give these kind of benedictions. It makes my job tougher. There are so many conditions he has put. But Krishna is Krishna, so he did that. So then Vrikasura said, no, I will not go to Brahma, he is not giving any more. So then he started to Lord Shiva. Very, very. One thing is, demons, they are very powerful in their body. Not only that, sometimes it appears they are beyond bodily consciousness. He performed tapasya for 100 years, and his entire body was eaten by hands, only remaining was a skeleton. And Hiranyakashipu was living because his life here was not a skeleton. Otherwise, he was dead. Nothing was visible from his body. Everything was eaten by ants. Vrikrasur, so it may appear that Hiranyakashipu is beyond bodily consciousness. So even this Vrikrasur, he performed tapasya, but when Shiva didn't come, he started chopping off his body parts. He started cutting off his body parts and offering. He said, Shiva, please come. If you don't come, come. Finally, he was about to slit his throat, cut off his head and put in the fire. So he was about to cut his head. Shiva came, Bhasmasura, what do you want? I want painful austerities. Don't do this. And then by Lord Shiva's mercy, his entire body, which was chopped off, became proper. And then Vrikrasura asked, this is a very nice pastime. It's given in Bhagavad Gita. And how even Lord Shiva, the most powerful devotee, the most dear devotee, he is not God. When he is in problem, he prays to Lord Krishna. There are many such pastimes. There are many people. They see how Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead and Shiva, is devotee of Krishna. So then, Asura asks, my Lord, I want a benediction that on whoever's head, when I keep my hand on anybody's head, his head should blast into pieces and this man should die. So, Samaya is asking, okay, take it. He thought maybe you people, what can be done, but he has pleased me, and he said that how, if he pleased me, I have to give benediction. So then he said, okay, you take this benediction. Now Lord Shiva, Bhasmasura, because of this activity, he wanted to kill Shiva because now he thought I'm very powerful, and if I keep my hand on Shiva's head, Shiva will die because it is his own benediction. And then what I will do? I will enjoy Parvati. All the demons are like that. Whether it's Ravana or any other demon. Ravana also stole Mother Sita's. Same reason, he wanted to enjoy. So this demon, he said, after he is gone, Lord Shiva will die, I will finish my
bottle. Hi Krishna Babuji.
Yes.
Babuji, your voice is breaking again. I want to request some devotee to call you so that we can hear properly. Lalitangi Mataji, are you there?
Yeah, what are you saying, Mataji? Can you hear? Can you speak?
Yeah. Prabhuji, I am requesting some devotee to connect you through direct phone.
No, don't call on this number. Then call on another number, I will give you the number. I will WhatsApp you the number.
Okay.
Yeah, Mataji, I have sent you the number on WhatsApp.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Arisangi Mataji, are you there? Vardhana Mataji, who has watched?
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Lavanya Mataji is also there.
Can you connect Chakravarti Prabhuji?
Yeah.
I have sent the number in coordinators group.
Yeah,
1 minute. The second one, Mataji, not the first one.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, can you hear me? Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji, now we can hear you.
Yeah, now it's clear.
Okay. So this Vrikasura, he asked for the benediction that when I touch the head of anyone with my hand, that person should die. So Lord Shiva said, okay, you have pleased me, I'll give you that benediction. Take it. Now he wanted to kill Lord Shiva so that he can enjoy Parvati. Typical demoniac mentality. So Lord Shiva, now he is running behind. Vrikasura is approaching Lord Shiva to keep his hand on Lord Shiva's head. And Shiva is running because he will die. He is running for his life. And Vrikasura is running behind. They're running, and devotee, whenever he is in problem, he has to call. Well, what he will call? Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho, Bhaktanam Abhyankara. Then, my dear Lord, please protect me. Please give me protection from this fear, make me fearless. So when Shiva is running and Vrikasura is running, suddenly out of nowhere, a small Brahmana comes. And he's so beautiful that this Vrikasura is looking at this Brahmana, so beautiful. And is completely mesmerized by his beauty. And this Brahmana is asking very politely that, my dear Vrikasura, where are you going? Where are you running away? Are you chasing someone? He said, yes, I'm chasing Shiva. I want to kill him. He said, how will you kill Shiva? He said, I have got benediction from Shiva himself that if I keep my hand on anyone's head, he will die. This Brahmana said, what you're talking? Do you not know? Everyone in the universe is talking about Lord Shiva. That after Sati, she gave up her life, Shiva has become mad. And he has no power left. And he speaks anything he likes. Has no substance at all. And Vrikasura was surprised. He said, I never heard that. I know that Shiva is powerful. But the Brahmana mesmerized Vrikasura. And Vrikasura agreed. Said, really? Yes. Brahmana said, yes. You don't trust me? Do one thing. Keep your hand on your head and I'll tell you nothing will happen. And see that all the power, because Shiva has become powerless, whatever power he has given you, there is nothing in that. Whatever benediction has given you, there is no power, no energy. If you don't trust me, just try. Try it out for once. Keep your hand on your head. Nothing will happen. Trust me. If Krishna comes as a Brahmana, and when he says nothing will happen, obviously nothing will happen to the soul. But body will be destroyed. That is this Brahmana nature. He said nothing will happen to you. And then he kept his hand on his own head, and his head was, you know, blasted into like, explodes into thousands of pieces, and then Vrikasura dies. This is how Lord Shiva was protected by Lord Krishna. So the description came. Very beautiful this, and we can tell this story, tell this incident, and tell everyone how Lord Shiva also has to run for protection to Lord Krishna. Now Shiva, maybe Shiva would have dealt, and Shiva has power, Lord Shiva has power, he would have dealt with some way, but he also wanted to glorify his Lord. So this is Krishna's pastime. Prabhupada says here, devotees have no such desire like this. And Lord Vishnu does not give his devotees any benediction which would cause disturbance to the world. So they are, that is mode of goodness worship. So even if devotees will go to demigods, they treat them as devotees, not the Supreme Lord. If we are going and there's a temple of Lord Shiva, so definitely you must visit. Everyone must visit. Mahaprabhu visited. We must visit the temple, pay obeisances, and pray that, my dear Lord Shiva, you are all auspicious. You are Parama Vaishnava. You are top class devotee of the Lord. Don't address him that you are Supreme Lord. No, you are Maheshwar, but you are working under the energy and guidance of Lord Krishna. But you are completely absorbed in chanting Krishna's name. Please give me some power. Please give me mercy so that I can also chant my rounds with some absorption. So if you ask this from Lord Shiva, there's no problem in going to his temple. We should not ask anything material. Approaching Lord Shiva to help us in our bhakti is like approaching our guru. He takes the role of a guru. He takes the role of a devotee. Even Lord Shiva aspires for the association of devotees. So in Govardhan, Sanatana Goswami used to stay. There's a temple called Chakleshwar Mahadev. It's the temple of Lord Shiva. And Sanatana Goswami used to sit there and do his bhajan. And Lord Shiva would very much relish the association of Sanatana Goswami, the pure devotee, and his chanting. He would relish it. But there were many mosquitoes. So Sanatana Goswami was getting disturbed in his bhajan because of mosquitoes. So then, now sometimes it may feel, why is Sanatana Goswami disturbed? He is above the bodily consciousness. Hiranyakashipu is not getting disturbed from ants, and ants have eaten his entire body. Why is Sanatana Goswami, being the pure devotee of Manjari, is getting affected? It's all again to glorify Lord Shiva. Hey, devotee doesn't, you know, show off. If you have fever, okay, you have fever, take medicine. Now that I'm not, anyways, we are on bodily consciousness. But devotee is not all the time they show this kind of behavior. Even Prabhupada, who is completely beyond bodily consciousness, a Mahabhagata, pure devotee, eternal devotee of the Lord, but he showed that, oh, my stomach pains, give me some medicine. For this I'm having problem, take some medicine. But that's, even Krishna takes medicine. What is Krishna's medicine? Krishna was once having headache. And only medicine Narad Muni, he told to Narad Muni that I want the dust of the lotus feet of my devotee. Then only I'll be cure from this headache. So nobody gave. Finally, Narada Muni went to Vrindavan and gopis, they gave the rest. Even Krishna kind of does that leela, where he is having headache and he needs medicine. And that medicine is the dust of the lotus feet of devotees. So then, we see Sanatana Goswami, he was getting disturbed because of mosquitoes, and Sanatana Goswami started leaving. Actually, not leaving, but he was thinking that tomorrow morning I will leave this place and I will do bhajan somewhere else. In the night, Lord Shiva came in the dream to Sanatana Goswami. He said, "My dear Sanatana, I am relishing your association. Why are you going from here?" And Sanatana said, "There are too many mosquitoes." So Lord Shiva said, "Don't worry. Tomorrow onwards there will be no mosquitoes in this area. You just do your bhajan. Nobody will disturb you." Immediately Lord Shiva would have called who is the master, who is the demigod controlling mosquitoes. There is no more disturbance in this area. All the mosquitoes left. And Sanatana Goswami stayed there. Yeah? This place is Chakleshwar Mahadev on the Govardhan Parikrama. So even Lord Shiva aspires the association. So when we visit any temple of Lord Shiva, we should pray him as acharya, as a devotee, not as demigod seeking for some material benefit. We should not go to Shiva and look for some material benefits. We should always look for spiritual benefits. He is a Mahajan, he is a Mahatma. So then he will help us. But by the mercy of Lord Shiva, we can become better in our bhajan. It will help us. Serve the Lord, to serve Prabhupada, to serve the mission, to serve our Guru. So this is about this verse, glories of Lord Shiva, and a lot of can be spoken about Lord Shiva in this context and also in the further verses. So as I said, Mahashivratri is coming on 22nd of February. You can ask some devotee to speak on, if you can get Kamal Lochandra, fantastic. He speaks so wonderfully about this Shiva Tattva. I heard his many lectures about Shiva Tattva. He'll explain everything. It's very auspicious to hear about, like we hear about our Acharya. Lord Shiva is a Mahajan, he's our Acharya. We can definitely hear about him. And it will purify our heart and we will be able to perform our bhakti much better. After his mercy. Hare Krishna. I don't think any questions, but still, anyone wants to add something or ask, you are free to do so.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class. Very nice points, Prabhu. Prabhu, you are talking that to be brahmachari, no need of qualification, but to be the household, need a qualification. That really struck Prabhu. Yeah, very nice point you have put. And all the points were very nice, Prabhu, about Vritrashtra. All the pastimes were very nice, Prabhu. Thank you so much for beautiful class. Is there anybody having any questions for Prabhuji?
Okay, so we'll stop here.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, once again for such a beautiful class. If there are no questions for Prabhuji, we would like to end the call here by offering obeisances to Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa sindubhyaya vacha patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namah anantakoti Vaishnavrindi ki jai namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai Srila Prabhupad ki jai His Grace Chakravarti Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji.